This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj Subramanian.
The Conversation recently ran a story under the headline, "The news media sounded the alarm on the coronavirus for months, but few listened." And that begs the question, why? Jacob Nelson wrote the piece in which he said he's someone who researches the relationship between journalism and the public. And Nelson said he's observed a growing consensus within journalism scholarship around a possible answer. People simply don't trust what they're reading and hearing. Nelson said the problem dates back decades, and he cites causes such as misinformation campaigns on social media, spin by politicians, and the lack of diversity in many newsrooms. Do you agree with that, Rajvi, or do you have other feelings about perhaps why the public largely ignored these warnings from the media about the coronavirus?
I think, you know, one of the things that, I personally feel is that, which is the media that I'm going to trust? I think that is a big question because, I mean, of course, people are divided between their, media that they consume. And, I mean, sometimes, we have a media where they're saying, well, there's nothing worry about this crisis because it's only happening in China and Japan and Singapore, and we don't have to worry about all this stuff. But, these are the things that happened way back in December itself. And by end of January, the World Health Organization called it a pandemic. And, I mean, when all these alarms were sounding, when people were like, oh, man, this is happening in some other countries, we are not worried about it. But right now, we are in the midst of such a big deal that our entire life is completely taken a turn. So, again, I don't think, you can blame either the public or the journalist. I think it is what it is. I think, there are some journalists and some news organization where they were talking about this much earlier. And people thought, okay, man, this is not going to happen because this is unprecedented to begin with, at least in our times. That's my take.
I agree, Rajvi. I think it's about what kind of media do you turn to and what do you trust? And I think this day and age, more people are increasingly turning to their cell phones. And because of convenience, because of who they've developed their own level of trust with. But as we all know, social media, which is predominantly the news that's being used in media on the cell phones, has been marched out in the case of rumor and innuendo and opinion, and not all based in fact. And I think we're getting a very hard lesson as news consumers and as citizens about who should we trust, and maybe we should have been more trustworthy of the long-standing proven forms of journalism. And unfortunately, I think this is going to be a very hard and sad lesson in learning this.
Well, this article points out that the problem dates back decades. And I certainly believe politicians have something to do with this chipping away at the trust for the media over the years, continually complaining whenever they don't like something that's reported. In the case of conservatives, complaining about the so-called liberal media, even though many media now are owned by large conservative corporations.
Sure. I mean, this is nothing new. This is nothing new under the sun. But it's become amplified because we're now in year four of an administration that has been pushing this, right? They've been the die has been cast among some people in this country that you just can't believe what you see in newspapers. But think to yourself, why would journalists take this time and energy to report the warning signs that they had weeks and months ago? This is the job. This is the responsibility. And sadly, I think it's taken a pandemic to maybe get some people to wake up and to realize that this is something that is genuine. This is something that is crucial and vital, and a vital service to the citizens of this country.
And I also like to add a couple of important points. In China, there were like doctors and journalists who were actually highlighting about this crisis. Man, this is a virus, not like a regular virus. This is spreading at a very fast pace and people are dying. And people and the government refused to kind of, heed for all these warnings. And those two journalists have disappeared. People who were reporting on this crisis that this is a big issue. People don't know where they are right now. I mean, this is one instance in China, but look at the same thing in our country. You know, this is something that people have been trying to talk about. Man, we need to make a social distance. We need to flatten the curve. We need to address these issues. And I think even till last week, only 13 states actually had come up with a shelter in place. I mean, we're talking about 50 states, and like, why is there a hesitation when you have states like New York and Washington and other places are shutting down and the cases are surging, and people don't even wake up to this crisis anymore? I think this is what is really disappointing from my perspective at a personal level. I mean, journalists are talking about this, newspapers are writing about it, but other people are yet to wake up to this crisis, and that's something that I find I cannot wrap my head around it.
I think one reason they're not waking up to it in some cases is because they don't know anyone who's actually gotten sick. That is something I heard within the last couple of weeks. Do you know anyone in Macomb who has this? Do you know anyone who's been affected? And it seems like it's blown out of proportion. But the fact is, just because, and part of the problem is that there are not enough testing kits. So there may be people walking around locally and name your community, even if there are no reported cases in your county. There may be people walking around simply who have not been tested. And so I think that's part of the problem, and part of maybe the distrust with the media is, until you actually know someone who's been affected, you might be feeling that this pandemic is being blown out of proportion.
This pandemic is being politicized is what it's been, and that's the problem. And, you know, shame on this administration, shame on folks like Senator Marco Rubio, who are saying that this is journalists not doing their jobs. You should be very thankful right now that journalists have done their jobs, and you are getting this crucial information on a daily basis, and learning how to keep your friends and your family safe, and make sure that you're informed, and you know, otherwise how would you be able to navigate something like this? This is something that perhaps happens once in a lifetime, and you know, this should give more credibility to what journalists do than what we have been paying in recent history.
It's something people may look back on and realize how well reported this was, but they're not getting the message in real time.
But again, one more point that I like to stress is, because I think, especially this is my observation, I think journalism in the United States, I think a lot of journalists don't know the distinction between reporting and having an opinion on certain pieces. I think that's, again, actually leading a lot of kind of, you know, confusion right now, because when I was a student, you know, when I was went to J school, I was taught that your news should only about, like, you know, your lead should have the 5 W's and 1 H, like, you know, who, what, where, when, why, and how. But here, I think the journalists tend to kind of, you know, use their opinions and also stuff in their news. I think that's somewhat kind of, you know, make sure that some people like that and some people don't. And again, this is, again, some of the things that I think is kind of, you know, creating some kind of a chaos in terms of what exactly is journalism.
Well, you're seeing a lot of that on cable television. They have these discussion groups, and that is not what I would consider to be journalism, but I'm afraid many people in the audience might consider that to be journalism, and they're getting opinion rather than fact.
Absolutely. This has muddied the waters, and we've spoken about this issue and this concern time and time again on this program, where it's becoming the bigger picture here is that a lot of people misconstrue journalism as being sharing your opinions and debating your opinions, which that's editorializing. And there's a time and a place for that, and there's always been a time and a place for that. But this day and age, it's something that more people seek. It's been amplified. And that is, speaking about being blown out of proportion, that's been blown out of proportion.
And with that, I think we'll wrap up this week's discussion. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.